This is the Decibel Geek Podcast with Chris Sinzak and Aaron Camaro.
Hot and fresh, just the way you like it. That's right, this is the Decibel Geek Podcast. My name is Aaron Camaro, joined as always by a man who knows a little something about getting fresh. It's Chris Sinzak.
What are you implying?
I see the way you're looking
at
me.
I'm getting fresh?
I'm catching your vibes.
All right.
No, we're getting fresh today for sure. We're bringing it back. This is something that I'm always proud of. I think this is one of the most important things that we do here at Decibel Geek,
yep.
And that is fresh blood. We're out to prove to the world that not only is rock and roll alive, but there's some damn good up-and-coming young rock bands that you need to learn about, and today you're going to.
Yeah, definitely.
But before we get to all that, you know us. We're going to take care of that business, and the business at hand, you know that too. It's sweet, sweet, sweet reviews. I love them so much. We've got a couple of them right here that are badass, and I'm going to read them to you right now. This first one is Apple Podcast review entitled Rock.
R-A-W-K.
That means something. 5 stars. Goes a little something like this. Have you ever noticed those recommended podcasts that show up in your list based on what you listen to? Well, I finally clicked on the Decibel Geek podcast this past July, and you know what I got? A friggin' really great podcast. That's what. The interviews are top shelf. The sheer music knowledge that Chris and Aaron have is, shall I say, freakish. It's a little freakish. All the new and classic music they offer sets them apart from the other rock podcasts. And the fact that I get to fly my Kiss Freak flag with them is just absolutely fantastic. Oh, and Aaron has one of the funniest laughs in the podcast medium.
True.
These guys go beyond just loving the music. They go in-depth into the production, into the band's histories, and more. For a geek like me who loves that kind of information, this has been enlightening. If you love real rock music and classic metal, binge on this one. You won't be disappointed.
Wow.
Fan-freaking-tastic.
That comes from PJ Julian in the United States. Thank you, PJ.
Amazing. I love it.
Oh, you got a Facebook recommendation review. Also.
Nice. Doubling them up once again this week. You guys have really been on the case. Chris.
What?
It's a girl.
I know. The 1% has spoken.
Here we go. This comes to us on Facebook. It's a recommendation from Sari Aman, and it goes like this. This is the best music podcast out there. I've been an avid listener for many years now. A great entertaining show that also manages to be highly informative. The Decibel Geek Podcast definitely goes to 11.
Thank you so much.
That's amazing. Chicks dig us.
Well, a chick digs us.
We got two?
Yeah, and our wives once in a while.
Wait a minute, what's this? Could it be?
Yes.
2 weeks in a row?
Yeah.
A Podchaser review.
It's like seeing a unicorn.
That's what you said last week.
Exactly.
It's like seeing a unicorn twice.
We've seen twice.
What are the odds?
They're not good.
Oh, man. This one comes to us from Michael Bagford. And it's 5 stars, man. I got to love that. Says this. Aaron and Chris bring on the rock and metal every week with this wonderful podcast. The hosts know their stuff, which comes in handy when talking to the great guests and having great topics to talk about. The production is nice and professional, and the show is a prime example of what a great podcast should be. Keep on rocking, Decibel Geek, even if Chris sneaks in a Juice Newton episode.
It's never going to go away, is
I'm
it?
I'm so happy for that. I love
this,
it.
This tells you that people go back and listen to the old episodes, because I haven't... When's the last time we've talked about
the
this?
Legend of the Juice.
Oh,
it's been
man.
A while. My angel of the morning.
The one time we did the Defend Your iPod segment, and it still haunts me 8 years later.
Oh, man. That's awesome.
I'm never showing you my iPod again.
Who knows what else is on there?
Oh, you won't.
That's awesome. Oh, man. Great reviews, recommendations. Thanks, all three of you guys, for leaving it for us. We love it. You know we love it. And we know you love us, too. So if you do, like we know you do, go ahead and join these fine folks in leaving us one of those sweet reviews, because we love it and appreciate it. And you know who else we love and appreciate? Our Geeks of the Week.
Yep, Geeks of the Week. These are the people that shared on Facebook and retweeted on Twitter last week's New Noise 7. That was a lot of fun having Megan Dayhoff over. A lot of laughs in that one.
Oh, man, those guys had me rolling.
Well, you had me rolling. God, Aaron was on fire in that episode. So many funny jokes.
I don't know what happened.
That was great.
You guys just kept lining them up for me.
I know.
Thanks to Dave and Babe for coming on with us last week. That was awesome.
Yep. Geeks of the Week this week are Aaron Martell, Baco Clubbers and Fire Podcast, Joe Lescon, Matt Ashcraft, Todd Cunningham, Bay Ragney, Mark Alden Taylor, Freeform Rock Podcast, Dan E., Simon Katz, Sean Cullen, Shay Hargett, The Bakery Podcast, Aaron Baker, Scott Crouch, James West, Nate Atchison, Alan Tate, Andrew Jacobs, Shane Aber, CGCM Podcast, Trevor McDougall, Christopher Stokes, Jeff Goss, Todd Rogers, Jay Sabluski, Andy LaFon, Jeff Taylor, Jeff Mendenhall, Daniel Lee, Vet Halen, JJ Mack, Eladio, Ernesto Aguiar, and as always,
the Mooger Fooger. That's right. Those are our people, our Geeks of the Week. We love them a lot. They shared and retweeted last week's episode. You can become a Geek of the Week on next week's episode by sharing this week's episode.
Works for me.
Awesome.
All right, so fresh blood.
All right, yes. This is our chance to prove that rock is not dead. There are great bands out there that still carry the spirit of rock and classic metal.
Yeah, so cool if I go first this time?
Do it.
All right, so for my first pick, this is a band called Edge of Paradise. They formed in L.A. in 2011. Currently consists of Margarita Monet on lead vocals, Dave Bates on guitar, David Ruiz on guitar, Jimmy Lee on percussion, and Vanya Kapitna, I'm not going to try to say that, on bass. The band was formed in 2011 after Margarita met guitarist Dave Bates on a freelance project. At the time, Bates was a part of a band called Bleed that included singer Robin McCauley, bassist Tony Franklin, and drummer Greg Bissonette.
I've heard of those guys.
That's a hell of a lineup.
Yeah. What's it called?
It's called Bleed.
Bleed. We'll have to look into that.
I wonder if they actually put anything out. They did a second album called Immortal Waltz, which was released in 2015 and was produced and mixed by Michael Wagner.
Nice.
Their new album, Universe, is out on Frontiers Records now. This was produced by Mike Plotnikoff, who over the last 20 years has produced damn near everything that was big in rock, including Hailstorm and 3 Days Grace. Of course, to our Kiss nerd fans, he was the engineer under Bruce Fairbairn for Psycho Circus that Kiss put out. And
he keeps that low on the resume.
Yeah, probably. But if you read Kiss's Behind the Mask book, there's a hilarious story about, well, a hilarious and sad story about Mike working with Ace Frehley on a solo in the studio, and all of a sudden Ace stops playing and he looks over and Ace is sleeping. And he had to wake him up.
Look, it's rock and roll.
Yeah. Tommy, get in here. This album is a contender for my top 10 of the year, and it was suggested by our good friend Victor Ruiz. So here's the title track from Edge of Paradise's new release. It's called Universe.
Thank you.
interesting.
I like it.
Interesting female vocals on that.
Yeah, it's cool though. It's really kind of different, but it's still got, like you say, that spirit of rock and roll. Those good crunchy guitars.
I saw somebody on YouTube refer to it as ASMR metal. You know,
what's ASMR?
ASMR. There's a string of videos on. It's like if I get really close to the mic and I talk like this, and it makes you feel really calm. It's like she has that type of voice.
Okay, but you back that up with screaming guitars.
Yeah, pretty much. So ASMR metal.
Huh.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. I knew there was something weird and different about it.
A lot of good songs on that record. Like it's a very solid record from top to bottom.
Right on. Okay. Well, I got something that's completely different from that, but I think you're going to like it a lot. Chris, you are especially going to like this. This is a band called Midnight City. I know some listeners might know about them already because they've been playing some big shows in Europe. They were formed in 2017 by the current Tiger Tales lead vocalist, Rob Wild. So you know what you're getting with this?
Rob actually listens to the show.
Nice. Rob, your band, Hi, Rob. Midnight City, is kick-ass. And I'm about to share that with our listeners. You guys, if you're a fan of old-school 80s rock-style Sunset Strip kind of thing, you're going to love this a lot. So crank it up, because this is Midnight City and a tune called Here Comes the Party. just came out this year. Hard rocking. The whole album, what I could listen to and hear of it, is all pretty much along those veins. It's called There Goes the Neighborhood. It's available now.
Yeah, I've listened to a little bit of their stuff, and I've liked it. It definitely has that throwback sound to it. And yeah, Rob's a good guy. He's messaged me on Facebook over the years.
Right on.
He listens to Decibel Geek. So yeah,
nice.
I know him back to his Tiger Tales days.
That's awesome, man. Yep. What a small world that is.
Lives over in the UK.
Good hard rock and stuff. Midnight City. Oh, and you got to know that it's spelled MIDNITE.
The way KISS always spells night.
Exactly. Spell it the correct way, like KISS does it. Because otherwise you're going to get some wedding band in South Carolina.
Nobody needs to hear that.
No.
Unless you're getting married. All right, so for my next pick, this is a new collaboration on Golden Robot Records, started by Pete Shoulder from Winterville and the Union, and another name that you probably are more familiar with, Brian Tishy, who was the drummer for Whitesnake, Pride and Glory, Foreigner, Billy Idol, and a cast of thousands. He's played for everybody. This is a band called Silverthorn.
And, cool name.
It is. And I really dig the sound of this band, and I can hear elements of Rival Sons and even Audio Slave in this. This song was suggested by DBG VIP James Nicholson, and I'm appreciative of him for doing that. This is Silverthorn and a song called Tear the Sky Wide Open.
Come back to my twisted belief.
good stuff there, Brian Tichy. Every time he stepped outside of, you know, being the hired gun, I've enjoyed all the bands. He did that band with Sass Jordan a few years ago that was really good too. So, yeah. Brian's a really good musician, and shoot, yeah. I'm really really digging this. I look forward to hearing more Silverthorne.
Nice, I like that too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. Now I've got something completely different than that.
Good.
I know you're going to like this, too.
Okay.
You know how I know you're going to like it?
How?
Because you love the Ramones.
I do.
And you're definitely going to love this. This is very cool. This is a chance for me to use my power and influence for my friend's personal gain. Have you had a chance to hear Jody Havnott's new band, new album yet?
I knew it was out, but I haven't had a chance to listen yet.
I couldn't wait. Jody Havnott's such a cool dude.
Absolutely.
You know, people know him from the podcast community. Mm-hmm. He's been at Rockin' Pod all these years.
He's a hell of a musician, though.
He's a hell of a musician and a hell of a cool guy. And when I found out that his band was coming out with a new album, I just wanted to share it. So check this out. You can order this one at heypizzarecords.com. And if you're a fan of just straight up kick-ass punk music, you're gonna like this a lot. This is a band called The Laidbacks and a tune called Forever Whatever.
I didn't want to get over you. It was something I just had to do. It took time, but now I am over you. And I'm doing it okay. I hope you're doing fine. But I still remember all of those endless summer nights when we said forever. Yeah, whatever, and I moved on and hope you're happy. Guess you're better off without me. I hate that I ever made you cry. It's over now and God, I'm sorry. I made it so you wouldn't want me. I hate that we never got a chance to say goodbye. Sometimes I think of you, and I know you think I'm bad too. It's alright. Still I am over you, and I hope you're okay, cause girl, I'm doing fine. But do you remember all of those endless summer nights when we said forever? Yeah, whatever. I moved on and hope you're happy. I guess you're better off without me. I hate that I ever made you cry. It's over now and girl, I'm sorry. I made it so you wouldn't want me. I hate that we never got a chance to say goodbye. Hope you're happy, I guess you're better off without me. I hate that I ever made you cry. It's over now and girl, I'm sorry. I made it so you wouldn't want me. I hate that we never got a chance to say goodbye.
That's it right there. I know you got to love that.
Oh, yeah. It's right along the same lines as the Ramones. So, yeah, he gets that influence, honestly, and yeah, Jody's a great musician. I really enjoyed that.
And you know what? This isn't always the style of music that I gravitate to. You know, I like my stuff a little bit heavier, but something about this album made me kind of have the same feelings that I had when I listened to the Samantha Seven album.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those same kind of punk rock with some good hooks and
kind of
great
pop
tone guitars. Yeah. And the kind of the good feelings I got listening to that was the same thing I got out of this.
Yeah, I want to hear the rest of it.
It's all cool.
Should be cool to hear the whole thing.
I've been jamming on that all weekend.
Awesome. Congrats, Jody, on a new record. That's
nice.
Awesome.
Good work, man.
It's a lot better than my new record.
That's heypizzarecords.com for the pre-order.
Yeah. Awesome. So, the next band I'm going to talk about, this is one that a lot of you listening probably will be familiar with because this is one of those rare occasions where a great rock band actually has some mainstream success going for it. This is a band called Dirty Honey.
Oh, yeah. I know about them because they had a song that the WWE was using.
Oh, for real? Yeah. They were formed in L.A. in 2017, so they're very new. Formed by singer Mark LaBelle, guitarist John Notto, bassist Juan Smolian, and drummer Corey Coverstone. Their self-titled EP was self-released in March 2019. The single When I'm Gone topped the Billboard mainstream rock songs chart, making them the first unsigned band to ever top the chart, which is nice. That's pretty impressive.
That is cool.
So let's take a listen to what all the fuss is about and tell me, Aaron, if you think this sounds familiar to you. This is Dirty Honey with their big single When I'm Gone.
Heard some of this band already,
yeah.
And I already know what you're thinking.
Yeah.
They sound like Junior Tora Toras.
Exactly.
Yeah. Which is not a bad thing.
No, it's just, it was startling to me when I first heard them, and I was like, is that Anthony? I genuinely thought it was Anthony singing.
If I
would have
presented it to you as the new Tora Tora,
I would have believed
album,
you.
You could have believed it. Yeah.
It sounds a lot like them, especially the singer. I was just, it like almost knocked me out of my chair when I heard it, and I even sent him a text with the link to it. I'm like, you have a mini me. I haven't heard back from him yet.
I wonder what he think. You know, how does a band take to that? You know, if you're a band that, you know, is out there, and all of a sudden there's a young upcoming band that sound just like you.
Yeah. I don't know, but
how does that feel? Is it flattery, or you go, wait a minute?
I don't know, but I will say it's a cool thing that they're having some success. They opened for Slash last year, and they've toured this year as the opening act for Red Sun Rising on their Peel tour, and they've also opened for The Who on this tour.
Oh wow!
As well as Skillet and Alter Bridge, and they also supported GNR on their Not in This Lifetime tour for a couple of dates in Vegas. So there's a lot of momentum behind this group, and I'm really digging what I'm hearing so far.
That's cool, yeah. That's always good when you got a band that you can actually like that's making some waves and making some noise in the music world in 2019. That's rock and roll. I'm all about it.
Yeah, very good stuff.
Now I've got something completely different.
You're saying that for every pick.
They're all different, but they're all good in their own different ways. This one's a little, I don't know, I like this a lot. This is pretty cool. Have you ever heard of a band called Tokyo Taboo?
No.
This is pretty neat. They're really new. I'm a big fan of the guitar player in this band. I've listened to a bunch of their stuff since hearing it. And so far, I think they're so new that I don't even know if they got a full-length album out. I think they're just doing singles.
Are they from Tokyo?
They're not from Tokyo. They're from the UK.
Ah.
The guitar player is a dude named Mickey Danger. And he's got all different kinds of tones. They all sound good. He rocks hard. The band sounds great. They got a female lead singer named Dolly Daggers.
Man, I love these names.
I love it. It's theatric. It's fun. And it's pretty cool. This song especially is pretty neat because it comes from her own experiences as an alcoholic.
Hmm.
She drank a lot of whiskey, you know, and she knew she had to make a change, so she quit drinking.
Huh.
And took that experience and made it into a really kick-ass song, simply entitled Whiskey.
Stuck in the shadow.
I like that. I like it a lot.
It's very cool.
Yeah.
I like the motivation behind it.
Yeah, me too. It kind of tells a story. You know, if somebody was a drinker that felt like they needed to quit, I'm sure they could definitely relate to it, you know. Or you can, it's so imaginative and well written that you can almost imagine yourself in a situation like that, you know, yeah. Whether it be whiskey or anything else that's a part of your life that's bad for you and you know you got to cut it out. But yeah, awesome band. They're from the UK. They're doing some stuff. I mean, they're playing some big shows, some festivals and things like that. But I love the band's energy. I think they're just high-energy, kick-ass rock, and they got a different angle to it. Like I said, it's got the theatrics. I like that. Yeah. And this song's got a pretty kick-ass video. You got to check that out. And there's a bunch of other cool stuff on YouTube, too. Cool. Definitely worth looking at. Tokyo Taboo.
And as we always say, if you're liking anything you're hearing here, make sure you guys go ahead and buy the product because, you know, especially with these young up-and-coming bands, they need every penny they can get to keep going.
That's right. And at the very least, you know, anything we talked about today or played for you today that you dig it, at the very, very least, go like their Facebook pages, follow them. That way when they're coming to town, you know about it, you know, because some of these young up-and-coming bands maybe don't have the backing of someone to have on the radio, this band is coming to town on this date. You know, you don't know. So you got to kind of reach out and follow them, you know. So do that. And when you do, tell them, hey, I heard it on the Decibel Geek podcast. You know, let them know that there's still some media out here that supports rock and roll. We do it. And we, you know, we like to share the love just like we do with the listeners. So keep it alive, people. Yeah. Get out there. Buy these albums.
And now for something pretty different.
Yeah.
Cool. My next band, they've been around for a little while, but I think they could still be considered newer. This is a band from Gothenburg, Sweden called Bombus, and they've put out releases for Century Media over the years. Their 2016 release, Repeat Until Death, was a critical success and took the band to a different level. But they actually, and I was going to pick something off of that album, but then I realized that they actually have a new album that just came out this year called Vulture Culture. And if Motorhead decided to go more metal, I think this would have been the result.
Yeah?
Check this out. It's Bombus with a new song called Mama.
And I dig it. That's heavy, hard rocking, chugging.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I like it. And they were kind of one of the ways that I, you know, I do different methods to find newer bands to use for these Fresh Blood episodes. And one thing I decided to do was go look up big rock and metal festivals and look at the small print names.
Yeah, that's a fun way to do that. I do that myself. You know, look at concerts of bands that you know you like, and then look at who's opening for them.
I think Bombas I found on the Sweden rock lineup from this past year.
Nice.
Very close to the bottom.
Yeah, so, I like it.
Yeah.
I like it a lot, man. I could definitely drive to that.
That's pretty good stuff. All right, so you got two more?
Yeah, two more coming at you. This one's pretty cool. This is a band that's on their way up. They are from Liverpool, England. So we got a lot of...
Has anybody good come from that city?
Maybe not for a long time.
I don't know of anybody that's broken out of Liverpool.
Yeah, Liverpool, that's tough.
One of these days it'll happen.
Someday, rock legends.
Maybe this band.
This band will be the biggest band ever to come out of Liverpool. Wow. I'm predicting it now. I'm talking about Revival Black. They're about to put out their first album, which I don't even know if it's out yet. It's got to be close. I think it was supposed to be out before the end of the year. But yeah, this is one of those bands that I think definitely needs some attention nowadays because they're, again, carrying on the flag of rock and roll, you know, flying it high and kicking its ass. I want you to check this out. I think you're going to like it a lot. Again, this is Revival Black and a tune called Wide Awake. Yeah, I think maybe this one has come out already. I'm not sure, but the album's called Step in Line. It's Revival Black, good hard rock and stuff. Yeah. I dig it.
They're going to put Liverpool on the map.
Totally.
I'm calling it now.
Yeah, yeah, I agree.
That city's been without fame for too long.
Finally, something exciting out of Liverpool.
I heard there's a place called the Cave Club that you can play at.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Interesting.
All right, so I got one more left, and this is actually a band that was already established, but they rebranded themselves, and so I'm going to they do sound a lot different than their previous incarnation, so I'm going to call this a fresh band.
All right.
This is a band called Like Machines, and they were a band out of Atlanta. They were previously known as The Stir.
Okay.
And they've performed in Atlanta by Andrew Evans on guitar and vocals, Chaney Brannon on drums, and Tanner Hendon on bass. Chaney's name might be familiar to you. He was the former drummer for Collective Soul, and he also played drums for John Corabi when he toured when he first started coming back solo.
That's cool.
Actually, when we went to Corabi's benefit thing around Christmas time, the Toys for Tots show, Chaney was doing the percussion stuff for him at that show.
Oh, okay, right on.
So he's around. But this is much different than The Stir, much better in my opinion, and I really love this song's going to catch you off guard. This is Like Machines with a song called Destitute.
Yeah, yes, you know, that's something I could imagine that if you played that on the radio to rock fans, they'd get behind something like that. Like most of these songs we're playing here today, I think if you played them on radio, they would fit and also be better than what you're hearing.
This one kind of sounds like if Guns N' Roses could put a new record out, this is what I would want it to sound like.
Yeah,
is what this, I can dig this song reminds me of.
Good hard rock and stuff. Yeah. Can't go wrong with it.
Yep. So that's all I got for today.
Okay. Well, I've got one more. And I learned about this band because of somebody we all know and love very much, Michael Wagner.
I've heard of that guy.
Yeah.
Is he from Liverpool?
He's not.
Oh, no, he's from Germany.
He's from Germany. And now he's right up the road.
Michael... And, you know, Michael's known for working with all these legendary bands that we grew up listening to, but he's got a hell of a track record working with young bands, too.
That's the thing. That's one of the things that I love about Michael Wagner is, he was the guy that brought us all these amazing albums, you know, had his hand in the creation and the production of these legendary albums. But he doesn't just do that. You know, he takes the time to get down with the younger bands. Like, Michael is a perfect example of how we should all live our lives, trying to fight to keep rock alive. Because that's what Michael Wagner does. I mean, he could just take the high-priced ones all day long. He could be doing all kinds of stuff that he don't believe in, making big money. But he gets down with these young bands and helps try to bring them up. He, like us, is fighting to keep rock and roll alive.
He still enjoys discovering stuff.
Yes.
Which I think
and nurturing, you know, and helping to create and helping to revive, you know, and bring it all back. You know, he's a forefather for sure.
True.
He's a forefather of the Decibel Geek podcast. We love and respect that guy. So recently he found a band, or maybe they found him, one way or another. It's a four-piece hard rock band from New Zealand. It's very good stuff. Band called Black Smoke Trigger. They take a lot of influence from bands like Alice in Chains, Guns N' Roses, stuff like that. You know, it's kind of stuff we love. Good hard rock and stuff. You know, if Michael Wagner's producing it, the guitars are fat, thick, and tasty.
Oh, yeah.
Just the way you like it. And just to add a little extra something to the guitar lovers on this track, the legendary Mick Mars.
Nice.
We could say something nice about a member of Motley Crue this week.
Thank God.
Thank God for Mick Mars.
Yes.
Doing stuff outside of Motley Crue like he said he would.
Yes.
Just when you think you're out, they drag you back in.
Yeah, I'm excited to hear this.
Yeah, it's badass. You guys are going to love it. So like we always say, if you love the rock and roll, help keep it alive. Get out there, support these bands and artists, buy their music, buy their t-shirts. Yeah, just love the rock and roll, feed the rock and roll. So it grows up to be big and strong, where we can all love and respect it the way it needs to be loved and respected. Here's something you can definitely love. It's Black Smoke Trigger with Mick Mars, produced by Michael Wagner, and a tune called The Way I'm Wired.
Come on, shower me the sun. You're my addiction. It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more Fantasy Points.